though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring your own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
It's September 19th, the greatest day ever. On the 19th of September, 1990, the iconic mob film Goodfellas opens in theaters.
It's the greatest day how? Like a holiday? This day is here to amuse you? What do you mean greatest? Greatest how? Tell me what's the greatest.
Get out of here, Tommy.
I almost had you. I wonder about you sometimes. You may fall under questioning.
Have a great September 19th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
It's a
stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump heads to North Carolina today for an update on Hurricane Florence recovery efforts. Some rivers are still rising from all that rain.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper is urging people not to go back to their homes yet. About 10,000 people are still in shelters and more than 1,000 roads remain closed across the state. Some in Wilmington, where half the city is still without power, are waiting for necessities like food.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault accuser, through her attorneys, now says she wants the FBI to investigate her case before she'll agree to testify in the Senate.
Senate Judiciary Chair Chuck Grassley put out a statement flat out rejecting this push to launch an FBI investigation that might delay this nomination beyond the midterms.
Fox's Ed Henry, Dr. Christine Ford, and Judge Kavanaugh have been invited to speak to senators on Monday. Her attorneys say she's gotten death threats since coming forward publicly last weekend. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's hot out there. I mean stupid hot.
It's hot, real hot. Hotter than this is my shorts. I can cook things in it. Little crotch pot cooking.
How hot is it, Greg Budell?
It was so hot today that Burger King was singing, if you want it your way, cook it yourself.
Jay Scott, can we get a report from you?
Last Tuesday, it was so hot, I fainted in the pool. Do you know how hot it has to be to faint in the pool?
Emily Hayes, how's the weather treating you?
I am not tropical. I'm not a toucan. It should not be so damn hot that I'm up here having dreams about me being on fire.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I know you're hot. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you're a hot dog.
Wow, never heard of that one before.
Well, they can't all be winners. And Rich Thomas, in your professional opinion, how hot is it?
It's so hot, I poured McDonald's coffee in my lap to cool off.
Now that's hot. So do what you can to stay cool and stand by for three men and a lady.
Ooh, it's hot. I'ma slit somebody's throat over this heat.
So that says stupid hot to my thermometer this morning.
Yep. How did you ever get so stupid?
That's what I said.
Ain't it awful?
It's awful. Will it ever get better? We'll find out in a moment from Rich Thomas. Jay Scott is here.
Jay Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
But first, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. What we were fearing the most has come to pass. That great big backup that we were hoping to avoid from the interchange on up on 65 southbound, it's already there. If you're up around Cobbs Ford Road on 65 southbound, you would be better to take Cobbs Ford Road, come down Highway 31, or go around Alabama River Parkway to try to get into Montgomery. You're certainly not going to get there coming down 65 southbound. It is completely, completely backed up from the interchange up to Cobbs Ford Road. So be warned about that. Also, 85 North at Court Street, 85 North at mile marker 7, 85 North at South Union. Accidents in all those locations. Also in Prattville on Highway 31 and Highway 82, and on Ann Street in front of Lee High School. Another accident there. For custom decks, painting, privacy fencing, and a free estimate, call Prestige Home Improvements. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
That fog issue, which was haunting the airport and just the airport, has now gone away, so they're reporting 10 miles visibility. That's unrestricted. So look for abundant sunshine again today. And you know, when you get this late in the season, that's when the heat really starts to get you down. I mean, you expect it in the middle of July. You know that you can still have it in September, but it just makes you angry. Very hot today with a high temperature 95 to 97. Heat index 102 to 105. Rain chances about 10% today. Tonight's low 74. High tomorrow in the middle 90s. And the rain chances are, you know, about, let's say, 20%-ish tomorrow with a few lucky towns getting wet. Seven days in a row that we're in the triple-digit heat indices tomorrow. Then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the forecast is that standard summertime forecast with spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there, partly sunny elsewhere, highs mostly in the low to mid-90s. Fall officially begins Saturday night, the autumnal equinox, 8:54 p.m. By the way, remind me to tell you tomorrow. And Friday, I'll remind you, too, about a great space station flyover about 7:36 on Saturday night. Rain chances up a little bit early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now, north winds at 5 miles per hour, mostly clear skies. Temperature is 74 at 8:09.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers. Specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road.
Here's the new Rich Thomas Weather bet.
Broiling, broiling, broiling outside.
Oh, man.
It's hot.
It's broiling, broiling, broiling. Temperature is boiling. In this heat, I'm toiling. It's hot. I can't stand this weather. It's not getting better. The mercury's continuing to rise. I won't be complaining until it starts a-raining. But for now, we sit around and fry. Broiling, 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 it's hot.
By the way, my pool temperature reached a record high of 85.8 yesterday.
Oh. I was surprised.
No, wait a minute. No. It's close to, it's 87.8.
I was surprised. I hadn't been in the pool for a while, and I decided to go in the other day. And even any time of the year, I'll take those first couple of steps just to get the feel of it, to see how fast.
You walk.
Couldn't
right
believe
in.
It. It was like
bathwater.
Bathwater, yeah. Lukewarm bathwater.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my co-worker, Jay.
Co-worker.
I lost the friend title.
Today you did, and it wasn't ever really friend. It was more like sometimes friend.
I lost the sometimes friend title.
You made fun of a spot I produced.
You did? Oh, can I hear it?
We can't talk about it on the air. No, we can't. Without knowing she used her family as inspiration.
Yeah, my mom specifically.
Screwed that completely up.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that.
It
should be fun after show.
I know.
Anywho.
If you buy our premium channel, folks, this is stuff you get.
This is what you get, yes.
Anyway.
Could I possibly make that up to you with a bowl of gumbo?
Don't try to get apology gumbo from the seafood bistro, Jay.
Okay.
Apology gumbo. I would accept it.
Apology coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would accept it if you got apology gumbo from the seafood bistro because I love it so much, but I still may just give you the evil eye from time to time over the next few days.
Arr. That's a sad pirate.
Walk the plank.
That's a sad pirate. If you've wronged a coworker and would like to have lunch delivered to them in their office, you can do so by checking out theseafoodbistro.com. Yep. Because there you'll find all the information about how to order online and have it delivered to your place of business. If you've wronged a coworker and need to make amends for it, I suggest maybe start with the gumbo, maybe do a boil basket, or if you're concerned about, you know, eating with your hands at work, you could opt for a combination platter. I suggest the sides of corn nuggets and okra, or maybe red beans and rice. But, you know, I'll have to come up with an apology meal. So when
co-workers
are wrong.
Yeah, let me know what that is. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them at 279-7500. And you can also feel free to like them and follow them on Facebook, where they show off new menu items.
And there's fall things coming to the menu.
Yes,
like etouffee.
And if you mention my name, you'll get the same prices I do.
Exactly.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Yay, Seafood Bistro.
All righty, boys and girls.
Whoa.
That's just a text from Dr. Love.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And he wanted to confirm that he saw some of the fog that you were talking about this morning down by the Hyundai plant.
Interesting.
And
then
it's National Speak Like a Pirate Day. He added a nice to the message. Here be a good dude. It is 8:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. All right, since it is National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and you just heard all the temptation about Seafood Bistro, we can give you a $10 gift card if you call and play today's edition of the game that sets Montgomery's head on fire.
Truth or baloney?
In which we read you a statement. We need one contestant.
Oh, we're not doing this like we did the other day.
Oh, we're...
we're the representatives.
We represent.
We win
if
for
we can
you.
Get three contestants.
Oh, you said...
Heck like a pirate.
If we have three,
it never happened.
If we have three contestants, we'll do it that way. If we can get one person, you know, participation after 8 in the morning here.
We just lost that one.
Oh, God.
272-9228. Three of you. I know there's three of you out there.
Well, we can't play with ourselves, so we've got to have a contestant. 272-9228.
Oh, my land.
And if we can get three people.
What do they win, Greg?
$10 Seafood Bistro gift card. But you get your choice of your own personal lifeline here, Jay, Emily, or Rich.
Who's this?
Because they haven't seen the game. You have to depend on their answers to win for
yes,
you.
Yes.
So I'll tell you what.
I like the sound effect.
We got two. We got three. All right. As soon as we get back from the news, we'll get going.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama State University police are investigating a shooting on campus. A 19-year-old male student was shot early Sunday morning on South University Drive during a robbery. The student was treated and released from the hospital. There will be no curfew for Montgomery's youth. The Montgomery City Council voted against an ordinance for a midnight curfew for anyone under 17 at last night's meeting. Police Chief Ernest Finley says the records show this ordinance is not needed. And an associate commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections has been placed on leave. Corrections officials say Grant Culliver was placed on leave Friday after written allegations of misconduct were filed with the department's inspector general's office. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Let's play
Truth or Baloney.
All right, the crawdad was first in. Who do you want to play on your behalf?
I've got to go with Emily there.
Oh. Oh, wow. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hold on. She'll be playing for Crawdad. Keith, you got a choice between Jay and Rich.
How about Jay and Rich? Because he did so well with me the other day.
Okay. All right.
I see. He's giving you another chance.
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay.
You hang on. All right. And then Randall, you get Jay.
Oh, man, I can't be that. I saw one anyway. What are you talking about? All right.
Hang on. Now we got to play the game. And here we go. We'll keep track of the points.
Okay.
Statement one, true the baloney, saying R wasn't really widespread. It was just a Hollywood thing. Truth the baloney.
Truth.
That sounds like truth.
Truth.
It is. I can play the scene from the movie where it all began in 1950. All right. Pirates flew black flags on their ship featuring a skull and crossbones.
Well, is that all? Is that...
Again, pirates, real pirates, flew black flags on their ships featuring a skull and crossbones. Truth or baloney?
Not all the time.
I think they flew black flags, but I'm going to say baloney.
Baloney.
You're all wrong.
What's the technicality? There's a technicality here.
I read a whole article about this. They didn't always have the skull and crossbones.
A bunch of pirates used them in the 1700s. The game says truth.
Okay. If the game goes by it, then that's the way we go.
And so far, you've agreed on everything. All right, statement three. There's no evidence that any pirate ever made someone walk a plank.
Baloney.
Actually, that's baloney.
Baloney, I say.
I mean, because they did make...
Let Jay
I'm sorry.
Get it wrong.
I'm going to go with truth.
Well, it's baloney. There is evidence it happened a handful of times, but not often. So, Jay's down one.
Okay. Yep.
Statement four, buried treasure wasn't really a common thing for pirates either, truth or baloney.
Baloney.
It was, and they did make maps, so I'm going to say, no, read the statement again. Because I don't want to be tricked. No, I mean,
buried treasure?
If I agree with it,
wasn't really a common thing.
That's baloney.
Pirates.
I said baloney,
and I said truth.
It's true. It happened occasionally, but people didn't live very long back then. If you bury your treasure on a remote island, you might never make it back
to
pick it up.
All right, I got you.
Okay, fine. All right.
Finally, the famous pirate Blackbeard never existed. He's just a character from a 1952 movie.
That's baloney.
Baloney.
All right, y'all got that one right, so...
It's a tie.
What are we going to do now? You always look so exhausted whenever I talk to you.
No, I just don't know what we're going to do now.
It's a tiebreaker.
Go to the baloney box.
Oh, wow. Talk about a wild card.
Yes.
This is an extreme measure. We take
this.
Only.
Is, you know, this is our risky baloney of the morning.
I like how you get back to the desk like you're rowing a boat or something.
Arr.
All right, you guys. The names of one of the six Gumby bears is...
Gumby bears?
Oh.
Stickly. Sticky. Excuse
I have
me.
No idea what
is
any
that
of
true
you...
the baloney. Names of one of the six gummy bears is Sticky. Truth or baloney?
Stickly or Sticky?
Sticky. Sticky.
Gumby or gummy?
Gummy. Sticky.
Gummy. You know, I have no idea. I'm going to say it's true that there is a...
And I'm just to be different so that we get a winner out of this, I'm going to go baloney.
It is baloney. Gruffy is one of the gummy bears.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So there's still a tie.
There's still a tie between me and Emily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, the official bird of Utah is...
The fly.
Incorrigible.
The condor. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Truth.
That sounds true.
It's baloney.
I got it.
You got it. Actually, the seagull is so...
The seagull?
Yeah.
In Utah? Now, in Hawaii,
so,
yes.
So, Randall, you're the winner.
Yeah. All right, you know what? Jay, what we getting, baby? What we getting?
You get a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro.
No, I know what Blue Water is giving me. What are we getting?
What?
Oh.
That's weird.
What are we going to get? I don't know.
Yeah, what are we going to get?
We'll discuss that off the air.
Crawdad, I'll let you down.
Keith, thanks
so
for
sorry.
Trying. That'll teach
sorry.
You.
Sorry.
Okay.
We'll play it again soon.
Yeah.
Crawdad, thank you for calling.
I'm a two-time loser.
I did my best, Crawdad.
I am twice. Twice I've won this game. I'm getting overconfident.
Why does that game feel like it took so long to play?
I don't know.
They were dead. I mean, the way they write those questions, like on a multiple choice, where
that whole Jolly Roger flag thing, I got some issue with that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think that's okay. That's some tomfoolery.
You're right. I remember the article though about the burying treasure. They didn't live long, so it was done, but it wasn't done frequently. Yeah, I do remember that now, and I answered wrong, and I. I messed up Keith's chances.
You've ruined his life.
I'm sorry.
Hey, everybody that called, though, qualifies to win the works from Don Duncan at the end of the week. Isn't that great? And we Duncan and some predictathon number...
All right. 2 weeks to pick up your problems.
Lord. After a certain age, you're not supposed to critique people who...
What are you talking about, though? You're not over 45, so...
Yeah, that's right. I'm not over 45.
Bless it.
Anyway, win the works from Don Duncan, All American Tarno, and Duncan and Some Predictathon number 4 will be this week. And we got to find ourselves a winner. We had a lot of predictions on the Auburn LSU game, but no winner.
Well, what is it? Texas A&M and Alabama this
Alabama
week.
Alabama this week. That'll be the game.
I don't think I have. You know, I could. I want to make a prediction that I don't think you'll get a winner out of that one either. I'm not sure that we'll get a right score on that one.
Well, one but some person will win the works from Don Duncan on Friday because they took the time to love us enough and call the show this week.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And we thank them with that.
Big drawing.
8:22. Back to the traffic dungeon. There's a lot going on.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. What we were fearing the most has come to pass. That great big backup that we were hoping to avoid from the interchange on up on 65 southbound. It's already there. If you're up around Cobbs Ford Road on 65 southbound, you would be better to take Cobbs Ford Road, come down Highway 31, or go around Alabama River Parkway to try to get into Montgomery. You're certainly not going to get there coming down 65 southbound. It is completely, completely backed up from the interchange up to Cobbs Ford Road. So be warned about that. Also, 85 North at Court Street, 85 North at mile marker 7, 85 North at South Union. Accidents in all those locations. Also in Prattville on Highway 31 at Highway 82 and on Ann Street in front of Lee High School. Another accident there. For custom decks, painting, privacy fencing, and a free estimate, call Prestige Home Improvements. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meter, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year...
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right!
Sleep well, with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston.
We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
It's 100 degrees and you're outside running. For you, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger, hitting triple digits means showing off your six-pack abs and your room temperature IQ.
A heat stroke of genius.
5K, 10K, DOA.
End up like Jim Fix, yeah.
So the next time you're sitting in your air-conditioned car and see a man scamper along sizzling in the sun wearing sweat-soaked shorts, pay homage to this muggy day marathoner, Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger, a real American hero.
Mr. Summer Heatwave Jogger.
You know, it's not the heat, it's the stupidity.
827. That was something that would occasionally... Well, I used to love to rollerblade the heat. That didn't bother me.
I never did that.
I rollerbladed for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would go 8-10 miles. Loved it.
I never did skateboard either. Were you a skateboarder?
No.
I have balance issues.
The only thing a doctor... After I had that back surgery that went bad,
mm-hmm.
he says your rollerblading days are over. He says that's in part what caused... your L4, L5 to get out of whack.
How but fast, man, could you get going on a rotor blade?
Oh, 20-25.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, it's one of those things. I think I only fell like 4 or 5 times. But man, when you fall, it's a hard fall.
Can you stop quick? If you have to?
I wasn't real good at stopping quick, so I had to kind of plan ahead.
Yeah.
Especially coming through an intersection. I mean, one time I got hooked, some jackass with a sports car that had an antenna that went 5 feet past the back end.
I remember those.
I got snagged on that.
Uh-huh.
And I used to wear a plastic top, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just to sweat out that much more poundage. And so he ripped it open and I gave him an earful. And then one time I hit a nut. There was this tree down there that makes this thumb-sized nut. And my wheel hit it and stopped. I went... I mean, I face planted.
Because it doesn't take much, does it?
No.
I mean, yeah.
No. And that's why you do have to be very careful. But the worst part of that was I'm on the sidewalk, and the sidewalk is right next to 3 lanes of traffic, and I am laying there still as a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm hearing is cars driving past for like 5 minutes.
Not stopping.
Finally, somebody came over and said, "Are you okay?" And, of course, I'm bleeding on my knees and all this stuff. And I said, "Man, I really appreciate it because I don't think I could have stood up without your help." But guess what I did? Dusted myself off and went another 9 miles.
Really?
Because, well, there was a song playing in my head.
You are an idiot.
Were you in your 20s then? Or?
No, I was. It was much later. More recent.
Oh, okay.
90s, early 2000s.
Ah.
In fact, I remember one of the ways I coped with 9/11 was just rollerblading down this long stretch of highway back
and forth. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, to get that angst out of the system. And it was very therapeutic. Worst thing that I, even worse than the fall, the one time it was like ridiculously hot and humid, so I'd gone about a mile and I was thirsty, so I rollerbladed into a gas station
mm-hmm.
and got a bottle of water and drank it because I was parched, and then I resumed rollerblading, and I'm not wearing a shirt
mm-hmm.
and I could get away with that, look nice and tan, long hair in mm-hmm. the breeze, right
mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden, with no warning, you know, usually when you get sick to your stomach, you get kind of, you know what's coming.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I'm rolling down the street, and all of a sudden, the water just comes out.
Oh, man.
And I look like a fountain on wheels. So I went from looking like Mr. Cool Rollerblader to this idiot. And it just would not stop.
Oh, no.
I had to roll to a stop because I was, you know, when you, it's hard, impossible to do anything when you're getting sick to your stomach. So I rolled to a stop into the grass, and I'm standing there with my hands on my knees, not feeling very cool. But I finished. Once I got it all out, I finished. I had an aversion to water ever since.
I can't drink red Powerade anymore because I drank one way too fast when I was sick. Mm. And when that revisits you very quickly,
cherry anything because of cherry medicine when I was growing up.
Really?
Cherry anything will make me sick.
Mm. Yeah, I chugged a Powerade way too fast when I was sick. Cause I was so thirsty, and then maybe 3 minutes later,
Hey kid, it's
in a white bathroom.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
We may actually discuss this on TV one day this week too. This new trend, but we saw it on Fox this morning,
mm-hmm.
called lawnmower parenting.
Yeah. Remind me what that means again.
Well, I wrote a column about helicopter parenting, and I guess I was kind of part of that helicopter parenting generation.
Yeah, but I talked to y'all about lawnmower parents a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the
lawnmower parents mow down any person or obstacle that might keep their kid from having the most charmed and convenient life possible.
Oh. Yeah, what I told you guys about was that kid that kept texting your dad from school about needing this certain type of water bottle.
Oh, that's right.
That she had left.
And dad.
And he left work, and you can't just, you know, go to the classroom. So the teacher had to come to the office and get the water bottle for the kid.
Oh, yeah.
After he had told the kid, it was like, are there not water fountains for you to use at school? Yeah. Well, everybody else has their water bottle. So, yeah.
See, that's... as much as you want to protect your kid, nobody understands that better than me. It's like, even a few weeks ago, Janelle's was interested in a position that had opened up in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
She's not desperate for it. She's got a great job, but she applied for it, was kind of hoping. And she didn't get it. And I said, here's what you need to do. You've got to own the reason why somebody else got that job. So what you need to do is go on YouTube, look up videos that help you train when you're doing it. Because her interview was done over the internet via Skype.
Yeah.
So you have to pay. I said, because, you know, your talent's not the problem. Your talent's not in question. And you've got one of the best references you can have in your field. You're working for one of the biggest zoos in the world, for crying out loud, as the chief graphic designer. But ultimately, you're selling yourself. And maybe that's where you need to do some work.
And I can't imagine doing a job interview via Skype because, you know, if you're Skyping with someone you know, the first impression's already been made and established. But if you're making your first impression via Skype and... you know, it's not always the smoothest thing. It's different than meeting someone in person and getting a genuine feeling about them. So that's a toughie.
Yeah, but I know the feeling, and I want everything to work out just right for her. But I also know that there are going to be things that just don't, and that's life, and she's got to learn that too. Okay, I have nothing more profound to say about that.
Thanks, Paul.
Lawnmower parenting. What's the next step after lawnmower parenting? Excavation. I mean,
I was looking for something along those lines.
I think there's a power shift there that's not good or healthy. I think it breaks down the respect for elders and such when a 9-year-old can berate their parent into bringing them their favorite water bottle. That's to me.
That child will be an absolute monster by 16. There's no question about
that. You know, you let them have control. Not talking that all kids are horrible or anything, but the control there, the respect, the authority needs to come from the parent, not from the child. I don't have any kids, so I can't really.
But you're
say
right.
Anything,
you are absolutely correct.
I'm remembering my parents, and they would laugh at what you need. You expect me to do what?
I called my mom when I was in fourth grade. I called my mom from school and said I had a tummy ache. It was about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, so school was close to letting out anyway. And she said, "Go wash your face, and I'll see you this afternoon." Like, it was just, suck it up, you know? Yeah. Your stomach hurts, I'm sorry. You've got another hour
to school. It is the toughest part about parenting when you love your kid. But sometimes you got to do that. You know, that's just the way it is. The other story McDonald's, this reminds me of New Coke. I've always loved their apple pies.
Mm-hmm.
But they have changed them now.
Again?
Yes, with a lattice crust on top, so it crisscrosses instead of being covered with dough, and the pies have new ingredients, including more cinnamon and less sugar. So who pressured them into doing that? The internet is not reacting well, but McDonald's won't backpedal. They swear that people will grow to love these new pies even more.
Just like they did when they took the original apple pie away and they gave us this baked nonsense.
Yeah.
Lord.
They never learn.
Let me tell you another thing that frosts my pajamas that I saw on TV today on a little bumper thing was that there's churches in South Carolina offering gluten-free communion wafers.
Really? Yeah.
I have never... Okay, I understand that there are people out there that have a legitimate gluten allergy, but maybe I've been living under a rock, but I have not heard of anybody...
Oh, honey, let's stop at this one.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard anybody say the gluten in my communion wafer is really gumming things up for me. Lord.
It is crazy. Here is Derek on the phone. Derek, good morning.
What's going on, man?
What's up?
Yeah. How are you?
I was really a little upset this morning when I heard about the term lawnmower parroting.
Yes.
Because that was more of I think the next step is going to be bulldozer parroting or something like that.
Right.
But I can't really describe my parenting skills. My kid is almost 24 now. I threw her off a cliff. I mean, I pushed her into every challenge I could possibly make her, so she would grow up and be able to do things for herself.
Right.
And I was like, when I heard that this morning on the news, I was like, oh my God, these people are getting stupid. Hey, Greg, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Why would anybody, I mean anybody, who's been hit by, what is it, 3 moving vehicles?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ever strap a pair of rollerblades to
themselves? That's a good question. That's a fair question.
No, it is. I guess because I keep living. And believe me, all 5 of my... Now, that's over like 7 or 8 years of rollerblading, just 5 falls. But man, one time I'm coming downhill in this big park that is all these intersecting sidewalks, and I'm coming down this hill, and at the end, it goes at a 90-degree angle left to right, and I do not have the skill...
To make that kind of turn?
To make a turn, so I'm thinking, what am I going to do here? So I just ran into the dirt and then started tumbling
down. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That was a one-man landslide.
You're amazing. Yeah,
but I didn't break anything.
You just flashed the scene of a very bad Adam Sandler movie into my head. Just wanted to say hello. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, we appreciate the call.
You know, the odds of getting struck by lightning are 1 in 700,000.
Mm-hmm.
In Greg's case, 1 in 10, I would think, if you're standing near Greg.
You know, when we have those storms...
He's already kind of been struck by lightning here at the board.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah,
true.
I mean, you can't come a whole lot closer than, like, what is it, 6 feet to where that lightning hit above us that day? We have that audio?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of where the audio goes into degradation.
Well, you could hear the thunder in the distance, and I mm-hmm. said, man, wouldn't it be wild if we got struck by lightning?
Yeah.
And then we did a minute later.
Yeah.
And the station kind of went just...
Yeah, you could hear the signal degrading.
If you can't hear me... Reenacting that great moment. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK would love to restore your vision to its original 20/20 quality. But it's incumbent on you to take step one, and that is to call them at 272-2020. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. That is the person who, with using a very sophisticated piece of equipment in a matter of minutes, will be able to determine whether or not your vision correction is one that can be accomplished through the LASIK procedure. There's no charge, absolutely no charge whatsoever for that. And if you're not a candidate, it won't cost you a penny. If you are a candidate, there's still no charge. The price of the procedure, though, continues to drop as sophisticated technologies and experience grow. Used to be something only rich people could afford, but now LASIK is there for just about anybody, and if you need to finance part, care credit for qualified customers is available. Again, the number is 272-2020. Better yet, watch Dr. Swan, one of the board-certified corneal specialists, and the video they've got online at this address, online, MEP, RichThomasWeather.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama Heating and Air. Alabama licensing number 17022.
You know, if it was a day in the middle of July, we wouldn't think anything of this forecast here. But being that it's we're past September 15th now, up to September 19th, and we're still talking about blazing heat today with a high temperature 95 to 97, very close to the hottest day of the year, which, by the way, was 98, and the heat index into triple digits again, it gets a little old, you know? It gets a lot old. Rain chances about 10% today, low tonight 74. Tomorrow's high, mid-90s again, and for the seventh day in a row, triple-digit heat indices. An isolated storm, yeah, possible tomorrow, but many towns, most towns, will stay dry. Then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, back to that routine regular summertime forecast, spotty hit-or-miss storms here and there in the afternoon and evening hours with high temperatures in the low to mid-90s. Fall officially begins Saturday night at 8:54. Right now, this morning, north winds at 5 miles per hour, mostly clear skies, incredible humidity, and temperatures 74 at 8:42.
Is a man who was found rubbing produce on his butt at a grocery store one of our Morning Maroon nominees? Find out next.
Traffic is brought to you by Hospice of Montgomery, caring for families since 1976. Contact Hospice of Montgomery at 279-6677 or at hospiceofmontgomery.org.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Good work by MPD and the other local authorities getting those accidents cleaned up and out of your way. We are now with the all clear on 65 southbound and 85 northbound. All that stuff is out of the way, so the alternate routes don't mean that much anymore. Everything looking pretty good all the way around town, too. Enroll now for the mini-term at Trenum State Community College. Admissions and financial aid must be processed before September 28th. Classes begin October 12th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food Fuel Citgo. You want to unleash your brain's potential? Well, we brought back a great Southern tradition to do just that. Get an ice-cold 20-ounce RC Cola for 99 cents or two Moon Pies for only 99 cents. Just make it a combo. Energize your brain by putting smart fuel in your stomach. RC Cola and Moon Pies at United Food and Fuel, home of the 99 cent special and quality tri-clean top tier gasoline.
United Food and Fuel, it just feels right.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos?
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean. When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao.
That's amazing.
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
Viva Medicare was ranked by U.S. News & World Report as the best Medicare Advantage plan in Alabama in 2018. This couldn't have happened without the help of our amazing members. So join us for Member Appreciation Day at your local Viva Health Cafe on Eastern Boulevard on September 26th from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Viva Medicare members can get their flu shot, and there will be plenty of food, prizes, and fun. Call 334-272-8882 to reserve your spot.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long, it's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. We pillage, we plunder, we rifle and loot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot. Drink up, me hearties, yo ho. Yo ho.
Yo-ho, mateys. It's time to find out who the dumbest of the dumb is. So let's bring in former Secretary of State and active seditionist John Kennedy.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You would know. Today, we ask you to join us in deciding who is today's morning maroon. Good. And we have some good ones here. Yes. We are going to nominate the guy who went to a grocery store in Virginia. Not some foreign country that's, you know, barely in modern times, but Manassas, Virginia.
Yep.
Cops there got a call from a giant grocery store. That doesn't mean it was, you know, giant size grocery store. There was a chain called Giant.
Yeah, that's true.
About an unusual happening, there was a man picking up different pieces of produce, dropping his pants, and rubbing them on his butt cheeks. Ooh. Now, sure, the idea of celery brushing your crack sounds just absolutely. But the police came and arrested 27-year-old Michael Dwayne Johnson. He's been charged with indecent exposure and, of course, the giant grocery store. That doesn't mean it's a big store. It's the name of a chain.
Oh, I got you.
They had to dump big pallets of produce and trash them to the cost of over $1,000 because they couldn't take a chance that...
Yeah, exactly. Is this the one?
All right, Jay, I'd like... especially interested in your opinion on this. In fact, when Dana Delk and Jacqueline Thomason come in this afternoon, because we're going to talk about some of the stuff that's going on with this Kavanaugh thing and yada yada, but Fortnite has become a real factor in divorces.
I saw that. It's been listed in like over 80% of divorces or something like that. Well, or was it 18?
Now it's gotten even worse. 45-year-old guy in New York arrested Monday night after he lost a game of Fortnite to an 11-year-old kid and then threatened to go to his school and shoot him. What is this game? Michael Alpert of Huntington on Long Island went nuts.
I don't think it's so much the game as it is the personality, the addictive personality behind it, becomes so enthralled and engrossed in a game that you resort, like you lose touch with reality, that you're going to go shoot up a kid.
Is it an app or is it a game you have to buy a cartridge?
At this point, it's on everything. You can play it on your phone.
He was arrested. His attorney argued that it wasn't a threat, a real threat. He said, salty language is a two-way street, and it's normal behavior in the gaming community. But between a 45-year-old guy and an 11-year-old kid, no. Not by.
I can imagine the 11-year-old kid was probably giving him tons of crap for losing and everything to him or whatever. But that still doesn't justify making a threat to go over there and shoot him. Oh, God.
And then finally, we have a 30-year-old guy in West Virginia arrested for attacking his mom last week. He was huffing spray paint, which is not recommended.
No.
And then tried to attack his mother with a spatula. I don't know if he's trying to spank her or hit her. Fortunately, mom was not injured, but he's facing charges for malicious attack. So who's the weirdest or dumbest of the dumb here?
This guy that goes after the 11-year-old.
You know, come on.
The mental maroon.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's a little crazy. Over a game.
I understand that today's 11-year-olds can be as obnoxious and vulgar as anybody else on the planet.
I can see if it was Pokemon, but Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, for Fortnite.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yeah. Anyway, it's amazing how we have an abundance of these every day, and they're all different.
Yeah. Yay, America.
By the way, we have a cat maroon for you, too.
Excuse me? Cat fact. Yay!
Yeah, a guy in England, his cat brought in a plastic bag from outside that was filled with glassine envelopes that had powders and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
The cat brought home a bag. Somebody had lost a bag of heroin and cocaine and crack. And the cat just brought it in and set it on the table.
Here, I found this.
My land.
So the guy called police and had them pick it up.
Look what I brought you, human.
Yeah.
Didn't want to. Well, isn't that nice? Heroin. It is 8:50. When you are looking for a car, especially for a new driver in the family, you want something that's going to be fun to drive, look nice. Give them that. But you also want your new driver in something that's rugged, dependable, and has an engine under the hood that's going to deliver reliable driving miles. And that's what you can depend on any car you'll find at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. They are vetted very carefully. They have a huge selection, over almost 200 cars, give or take, in a variety of price ranges from under $5,000 to over $25,000. Savannah, I just invented a new vehicle. Hatchback, coupes, trucks, they've got them all, Mercedes, lots of Nissans, Audis, Porsche, VWs. But very few of the cars they take in trade at Jack Ingram make it into this category of signature pre-owned because of those three tough qualifiers. Perfect vehicle history, beautiful gleaming body. Two, well-maintained interior. Three, and most importantly, an engine that has been vetted by the mechanics because they do not want to sell somebody else's troubles to a customer. And in that spirit, if you do have a new, let me see if it's still here, first of all. I should always check that first, right? They got a beautiful 2006 Jeep Liberty Sport with low miles, $4,800. Great starter car. If you're looking for something a little more sedan, like the 2000 Chevy Equinox LT, is available for $3,800, and it's ready to go. It's been checked out. It's been vetted. So shop with confidence with Tip Tames and that great team at Jack Ingram. The Budells are three-time purchasers and may soon be again, according to a rumor I heard in my house. And you can do all the shopping to your heart's content at Jack Ingram's signature used cars.com. Please tell Tip and that great team over there you heard about them here.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
It's the 65th Annual Alabama National Fair, September 28th through October 8th at Garrett Coliseum. Join News Talk 93.1 and Blue Water Broadcasting at the fair. Win tickets. Come see us on the Midway in our booth. Meet the on-air personalities and play our free games. Get free admission to the fair Wednesday, October 3rd from 3 until 6 p.m. on Blue Water Broadcasting Day. Plus over 60 thrilling rides on the mile-long Midway. We'll see you on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair. Where News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Look who's on the phone. I know what song to play now.
Oh, wait a minute. I think you're wrong about that. Yeah. Yeah.
That is the Auburn Pride song, isn't it?
Yeah, cut the audio there.
What's the matter?
I'm kidding.
We finally give you a chance to be a raisin in the sun, and you turn into a prune. Because Mommy the Swami is on the phone.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, War Eagle.
There you go. How about that? How are you?
That's pretty good, honey. I want to tell you what happened yesterday. We took the dog to the vet, which was way down on the bypass, and we heard your commercial on El Jalisco. We can't leave the dog in the car while we go eat because you got us so hungry.
Right.
So we drove all the way home, dropped off the dog, and went back to eat, and it was fabulous. You didn't lie.
I am so glad.
Even exaggerate. It was great, and we got the enchilada dinner.
When do I exaggerate? You're the greatest mother in history.
But anyway, it was great, and I wanted, and they were so sweet to us.
Very nice.
And they think, for some strange reason, they think you're wonderful.
She's just going in hard on
that
this
is
one.
Bizarre, huh?
I'm being really stinky, but anyway, it was great, and I told Tom I have got to call and tell Greg, you've never steered us wrong. In fact, we're probably going to go broke using all your commercials.
Well, I know you had John Cato and J&S.
Yes, and we've had just about everything. Don Duncan. And,
yeah.
I mean, we have used everything that you have, and we've never been disappointed.
Well, you need to get in the cryo chamber next.
She's been there. She's been to Infusion. But
Honey Bunny, you know I lasted 2 minutes. And I said, sorry.
That's enough. Sorry.
Her son has been my doctor for, 12 years now?
Yeah.
My Nobel laureate physician, Dennis Woodley.
There you go. But that cryo, this old lady's bones just, well, and Mom, I know I haven't talked to anybody that doesn't like it except... It hurt me for some reason, but don't forget, I'm older than dirt. So.
I saw your son at a birthday party the other night for one of our mutual friends had a 50th birthday party.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure did.
They all like it. I mean, well, the two that live here like it. They go all the time. But it's just hard for me to. I don't like cold. I moved from St. Louis for that reason.
I hear you.
And I sure as heck am not going to cry. But I love everything else they do, and I get the IVs. And see, that's another thing. I wouldn't have tried the IVs if Greg hadn't told me how well he felt.
I can't wait until they try the cool sculpting. That's going to be the next big thing at Infusion.
Yeah. Whoa. But anyway, I had to tell you, it was great, and you didn't steer us wrong. We wobbled out of there. Pretty cool.
What a nice way to wrap up the show with a visit from you.
Very nice.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed it very much. Thank you, sweetheart.
Give us a war eagle.
War eagle.
There you go. Hey.
I may replace the old one with that one. That was so good.
Yeah. Right, there you go, darling.
Love you.
See ya.
Love you, too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Man, I struck gold when I met the Woodling family. I just did.
Yeah, so daring the other night.
He's a great guy. He is, so amazing that I wish I could tap into his energy. But I'm kind of getting there because, like yesterday, our good buddy, the Big Prairie Dog, that does all of our IT work here at Blue Water.
Alan!
He's going to get me a desktop computer because I think I need that to really get committed to writing.
Oh, okay.
And telling the whole story.
Nice.
My story for October is called Numb and Number. And they're going to Photoshop me into Jim Carrey's face. It's all about my recent dental experience.
It should be good.
You like that idea, Emily?
Have you ever written about Jack Campbell in any of your columns?
You know, I haven't. But there's always a real slow month, like where nothing happens. Maybe next August I'll do a tribute to Jack.
Okay. All right.
And his horse.
Okay.